The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and don't. Jacoby. What is it that
we get a people?
Do?
What they want?
Jalen Rose, it is the NFL offseason. We are heading towards week one. One thing we always see in the NFL offseason are fights that happen between teams having mixed practices. However, what we don't often see is this. It was the Rams against the Bengals, a Super Bowl rematch. And Aaron Donald grabs two Bengals helmets and weaponizes them. Now, there's generally not discipline from the league when it comes to mixed practices and training camp fights. However, do you expect the league to discipline Donald for what he did with the helmets?
It's crazy, as I recall Aaron Donald doing his offseason workout before, when he was dodging knives, you know what I'm saying? Like a Ginsu almost. And we both know he's a Super Bowl champ, a goat at what he does, likely to be the number one player on the overall rankings when they are discovered about who's the best players in the game. But this is something that teams normally legislate, not the league. If you've been watching Hard Knocks, Dan Campbell talked to the Lions about going into a joint practice versus the Colts. And he basically said to them, I don't want it to escalate into a fight. Because in theory, they're not responsible for the discipline. And I remember Bobby Portis in the NBA a few years ago had a fight with one of his teammates. And he got disciplined by the team. So for the Rams, after all they accomplished last year and what Aaron Donald means to the team, no discipline.
Expect him to play week one?
Absolutely. For the Rams. Absolutely. No discipline. I don't know if you no discipline. And who couldn't have pictured two teams that faced each other in the Super Bowl still having animosity a few weeks, months later, and that bad blood wouldn't ignite itself in a joint practice? I just think this was a bad idea. To me, if you're going to have a joint practice, there should be teams that aren't necessarily scheduled to play in the regular season, not teams that have rivalries, and definitely not teams that just played in the Super Bowl. So for Aaron Donald, he's defending himself at that point. And he would say, I don't know how these helmets ended up in my hands.
Is he defending himself when he's hitting someone with a helmet, Jalen Rose? Is he defending himself at that point?
I don't know how these helmets just ended up in my hands. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I had these large human beings coming at me. I'm just reaching. I'm just grabbing. I have my eyes closed. And before you know it, I had two helmets in my hand. And you know what? As I get the helmets in my hand, what I should do, I should use them. But in all honesty, if you're the Bengals, right, and Aaron Donald is doing that, it always intrigued me for an NFL fight when they got into altercations and punch each other in the helmet. That was like the dumbest thing ever, because all you do is injure your hand. But if he takes your helmet and he now hits you with it, that can do some real damage.
Exactly. And
so
one
I'm glad
thing
nobody
we haven't
truly
heard.
Got hurt.
We've all seen the footage of him swinging the helmet, but what we haven't heard is that there was a resulting injury, which I think will influence discipline from the league or not. We will see what happens, but as you mentioned, I do expect him to play week one. Now, will Russell Westbrook play for the Lakers game one of the NBA season? We all know that the Lakers acquired Pat Beverly. Interesting. Westbrook and Beverly do have a history. However, LeBron James took to Twitter to defend his teammate Westbrook after someone tweeted about how the Westbrook slander has kind of gotten out of control. LeBron responded, can't wait for him to go off this season. Jalen, does this tell you that Russell Westbrook will be on the Lakers to start the season in the NBA?
I guess you consider the Sevy vet social media move by the King, because he didn't put the little period before Cuffs the Legend.
Oh, okay.
Who I follow, and I follow both of them, which means that only registers to people who follow Cuff and or follow both of them simultaneously. It doesn't register to everybody that follows LeBron. You feel me? Got me?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the first thing I want to point out. The second thing I want to point out is LeBron at this point don't want that Russell Westbrook blood on his hands. It hit a culmination point when they were at the LA Summer League. The Lakers were playing a game. They both were in the gym, and everybody see that they were not speaking. So therefore, they needed to get on the call to do the kumbaya, to acknowledge that we're all getting paid an astronomical amount of money to play for one of the most storied franchises in the league and in sports. We need everybody to comport themselves as such. So for LeBron, it's like the season just started. When Russ get traded, he gonna be mad at all of us anyway. So I might as well now start trying to plant the seeds of, I ain't had nothing to do with it. So when Russ comes back and he has a quadruple-double next year and he's playing in another uniform and Russ is like, yeah, take that, Lakers. LeBron could be like, I told y'all he was going to ball this year. Vet move by the King.
So, Jalen, I do believe that Russell Westbrook will start the season with the Lakers. However, he is an expiring contract, which can be attractive to other teams around the trade deadline. There's discussions about the Pacers potentially putting together some sort of Hield and Turner package to try to bring him in. It's the Kyrie rumors. Do you expect him to finish the season on the Lakers?
I don't expect him to finish the season. And the one thing about playing in a salary cap-driven sport is at some point, that piece of the pie has to be one of your most productive pieces. And if you're gonna pay him that kind of salary along the lines of AD and LeBron, then you need him to perform like an all-NBA, all-star level player. And being so very ball dominant along with LeBron James, it just seemed like those two dynamics didn't work last year when they were healthy as much as you would hope they would. But also, it just seems like this relationship is over. It just seems like this relationship, for the most part, would be best if both parties were in there going in different directions. They brought in a new coach in Darvin Ham. You hope to have AD healthy. You're trying to turn the page on last year. One way to do that is trading Russ. But I agree with you. I don't believe it happens before the start of the season.
Well, something that I need to see happen before the start of the season is Lamar Jackson getting a new deal. However, the clock is still ticking. He said himself that he's no longer going to negotiate if he is playing regular season games in a Ravens uniform. Jalen, he's going to sit out his final preseason game. Do they get a deal done?
I don't believe so. And today's Friday. I wish he was singing, just got paid Friday night, sitting out his preseason game. It would be nice to know he got $250 million guaranteed in the bank. But since he doesn't, I believe he goes into the season without a contract. Now, Baltimore Ravens, this decision is going to cost you between $25 and $75 million guaranteed dollars.
Explain. I agree. Explain.
Because Lamar Jackson goes into this season and he plays anywhere remotely like he did during his MVP year, they get healthy and play like a playoff team, like we know that they are when they're healthy. They have one of the top coaches in the league, and you know they have something that I appreciate in pro sports, an identity.
One thing about their identity is I love it when Lamar Jackson sits out games. Do you know why, Mr. Rose? Because he brings out the chains. Like, that's why I love it when he sits out. He's going to have seven chains on, and they're going to be worth almost $1 million themselves, and he's still going to ask for $300 million from the team. That's why I love when Lamar Jackson sits out games.
We can't wait to see Lamar ball this year, along with the other quarterbacks that got paid. But again, when you look at the guys that got paid, I believe Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, You walking in with their contracts in your hand.
Yep.
And you're saying to him, Deshaun Watson has won how many games for the Browns?
Zero.
He's played how many games for the Browns?
Zero.
And they got the most guaranteed money in the history of the league after overcoming his allegations. So therefore, if you're Lamar and you go into this season, 230's the basement, 300's the ceiling. You know how MJ said, and I love that MJ's the GOAT, but he said one of the dumbest things of all time when he said the ceiling is the roof. And I have to refer to that right now for Lamar because, because the basement here is 230. The maximum is 300.
The ceiling is the roof. Now, Jalen, one exercise I've enjoyed over the summer is when we look at the divisions individually in the NFL and the projected over-under win totals, and you just sort of do your Rostradamus thing and tell me how you feel. So let's stay with Lamar Jackson's AFC North. When you look at these teams, there's a clear top two, the Ravens and the Bengals. Who do you expect to win this division looking at these over-unders from Caesars?
Wow, I want to like acknowledge the Bengals as one of the top most versatile offenses in the league. When you got three guys that I believe go over 1,000 yards, including Chase, who we know is a beast, and then you got Mixon in the backfield.
Yep.
So if I'm betting this, Jacoby, which we should, I'm taking the over on the Bengals.
Yeah, I can see the bank. 10 games is like a mediocre season for a team that just went to the Super Bowl.
There's
a 17-game season, something tells me they're going to win 10.
Fam, in all honesty, you looked at the Lions' schedule. How many games do you think they're going to win?
Jalen, look, we talk about the Lions way too much on this show, okay?
We said 10. So we're talking about them because they're on Hard Knocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to say they're going to win 10 games, which might end up being 8 or 9, the Bengals definitely, I believe, should go over 9.5 and win this division.
Jalen, we have some very important news that matters. Jalen, over the course of the last 10 years we've been doing this program, your hair game has evolved time and time again. And Drake also has evolved his hair game. I want you to tell us what you see in this picture from Drake with his new hair while he's at a roulette table. Take a look at this, Mr. Rose.
So it looked like he's getting it shampooed and conditioned first.
What is that? What in the Barry White?
So he got the Shinola going, huh? Got the slick back, lay it down. I don't believe he's going to keep that look long.
You don't think so?
No, I don't believe he's going to keep that look long. That looked like a hairstyle between looks. I've been there. When you see me with the Coolio braids, that's a hairstyle between looks. Like right now, this is a hairstyle between looks. So that's what I think he's doing right there.
Wait a second. Did you just break news? If this is the between looks, what is the end goal? Where are we going with your hair, Mr. Rose?
Well, if it was up to me, E-40 had said it once, Jesus Christ had dreads, so shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. So if it was me, it'd be like long and flowy and beautiful and just down to my shoulder. But that's going to take a while, so now that's why I'm sticking up versus laying down.
Jalen Rose, we had two recent MVPs in the NBA go head-to-head. Of course, I am talking about Giannis and the Stretch Mark 5. The Joker went head-to-head. We'll tell you what happened when these MVPs faced off right after this.
I love this game.
Coming to you live from the Seaport, New York City, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we had two former MVPs of the NBA go head-to-head in a FIBA Cup qualifier. It was Serbia against Greece, Jokic against Giannis, and it was Jokic who came away with the win. However, Giannis put in 40-8 in the effort.
Just like we see players going to play summer league, maybe at the Drew or at Rucker or at the crossover, this is a heightened level amongst NBA franchises, level of competitiveness that they welcome. Therefore, if unfortunately somebody tweaks an ankle or something happens like Chet Holmgren, this international play on the Olympic stage, the FIBA stage, is welcome and accepted. I'm curious to see what's going to be the fallout from Chet Holmgren's injury, but it's great to see these two international superstars competing for their home countries and balling and being dominant, because it creates an elongated season. When you look up and it's March or April, I want you to remember these highlights when you watch both of these guys play. And hopefully it doesn't take a toll on them physically, because the NBA is getting back to its normal calendar this year, Jacoby. The last 3 years, the last three champions were crowned in like 22 months. Normally we have one champion every 12 months. So getting back to the regular NBA calendar, I hope playing this international play doesn't have these guys showing a level of fatigue as the season wanes later in the year.
So as someone who's played in the league as long as you have, you mentioned fatigue, but we also sort of notice when players come into camp out of shape. So do you think that more basketball during the offseason or less basketball during the offseason is better for an NBA player?
It's like Wilt Chamberlain said when he was out late at night and his coach tried to institute shoot-around. That's where shoot-around came from, Wilt Chamberlain, because they wanted him to not have his late nights. Or like my OG Derek Coleman gave the Nets a blank check and said, y'all gonna just fine me for dress code and or missing shoot around. Either you get it at the beginning or you get it at the end, Jacoby. So yes, playing international ball is gonna have Jokic in better shape in September, October. But is it gonna have him more fatigued in April and May? So that's what's going to be interesting to see how both of these teams, who need both of these guys to play Herculean minutes and be dominant during the regular season. So that's what I'm going to be watching for. It's great to see them balling for their home countries, putting up big numbers.
Well, the last we heard of Tom Brady, he was taking some time away from training camp for personal reasons. There were some weird internet rumors that maybe he was the Masked Singer, but we have no idea why he did leave the Bucks. However, he is coming back to play for the Bucks, and he'll be playing in the preseason final game, which is rare for a QB1 of a team. What do you think about Tom Brady playing in this final preseason game?
Well, two things. It's rare because he just missed these last few days and weeks. So therefore, in order to get reps, he's going to need to play some snaps, and he's going to need more offensive players who probably would sit out or get less snaps, manage their first two games, understanding that they're going to play in this game. The other thing I want to say, for anybody complaining about a 45-plus-year-old man that got seven championships and is the GOAT at what he does, anybody complaining about him missing practice or preseason just doesn't have a clue. My guy Bill Parcells once said, I'm going to treat everybody fair, not equal.
Yep.
And so that's how I see this. Don't be judging if you're the other 32 quarterbacks how Tom Brady gets treated, or you're the other 1,300 players about what happens with him. He's an anomaly. He broke the glass ceiling. And if he doesn't show up until the first game, he's going to be in the MVP conversation.
And I believe Bill Parcells was referencing the defensive GOAT, Lawrence Taylor, when he made that comment as he was the head coach of the Giants. Jalen Rose, it is time for us to tread carefully. It's the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
So the South Carolina Gamecocks have a live mascot, kind of like Uga in Georgia, which you're familiar with. However, this is Big Sir Spur. Big Sir Spur, the rooster, has changed hands, and now they want to rename the mascot. And one of the names that is getting traction is Cock Commander. Jalen, I can't do it. The Don't Get Fired topic of the day. What do you think about the name Cock Commander?
I know we're taking the show to go represent our sister Don Staley, to South Carolina. And if this is the name, our show's gonna be really funny. As a matter of fact, let me drill down a little more.
I can't say Cock Commander on television again.
Let me talk more about what I think about this name.
Sunday, the WNBA playoffs continues. It is semifinals game one. It all starts at 4 p.m. on ESPN, then moves to ESPN2 at 8 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, every single day we have a show, what do we do?
Acknowledge the fact that Brittney Griner has been wrongfully detained in Russia now over 190 days. So we send our prayers and wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen, I'm still reeling from Desus and Mero breaking up, but now there are rumors and there are news that perhaps the Migos are breaking up. Jalen, what are we going to do about this?
It's unfortunately seeming to be what's going to happen with groups unless you're the loyalty of the Locks to break up at some point. The Jackson 5, New Edition, some of my favorite groups I saw break up when I was coming up. You hate to see it, but hopefully each of them still find ways to make quality music because we got love for all of them.
Absolutely. Jalen, it's important to recognize as we end the week where we started the week in Detroit at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. What can you tell our audience about this event and the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy?
I'm just so very grateful to our principal, Lewis, who's a terrific leader, our staff who does a terrific job of nurturing our scholars, our parents, our students who believe in the vision, my co-founder, Michael Carter, all of our sponsors, all of our donors, all of our board members, people like yourself have been consistent supporters. Shout to Kay Cunningham, the Detroit Pistons, Platinum Equity, Puma, Jeep, so many people who made this a 12th annual great event. And for the Pistons to host our scholars at their facility is a game changer. So I appreciate the love.
I always love the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. Look forward to next year. I also look forward to coming back on Monday, ESPN 2, 4 p.m. Make sure you tune in.
And gambling.